This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but there's an athletic director at a high school that is in a lot of trouble because he said the phrase, girls pretty much ruin everything. Oh, boy. He's a high school athletic director and vice principal, and he told the student body of a Tennessee school Wednesday, prompting a huge backlash, including one parent's assertion that the remark helped perpetuate a rape culture. I want to go so far as that, but this is not good. Jared Hensley's remarks were captured on video as he informed students at the Soddy Daisy High School, which is about 150 miles southeast of Nashville, that athletic shorts violate the rules for classroom attire. He said that's a situation that might disappoint the boys. He said, if you really want someone to blame, he said, blame the girls, because they pretty much ruin everything. They ruin the dress code. They ruin, he goes, well, ask Adam, look at Eve. You really can't go back to the beginning of time. Now, I'm not sure if he was trying to be funny. He added, so it'll be like that the rest of your life. Get used to it. Keep your mouth shut. Suck it up. And follow the rules. Now, that advice is what a lot of people are giving their boys in terms of advice. Keep your mouth shut, suck it up, and follow the rules. The video was posted to YouTube before being removed. It's according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Hamilton County School Superintendent Brian Johnson said Hensley has been placed on leave effective immediately. The comments do not match the high expectations we have for our employees. They said, we find the comments about young women in this video inexcusable, as the sentiments expressed do not align with the values of Hamilton County Schools. The situation is under investigation, and this employee has been placed on administrative leave, effective immediately. If this is how half the country thinks, where guys are going to get ambushed, guys are going to be accused. Guys are going to be suffering because of women. Like I said this before, we have probably regressed decades of progression, and we're going to continue. You know, this Me Too movement had merit in the beginning, and then people took advantage of it. And to me, this is a sign of a bigger symptom and a bigger disease that's now happening in this country where men feel under siege. Now, let's have an honest discussion here. Okay, the dress code. He says, if you want to blame the dress code, blame the girls. They ruin the dress code. Okay, well, what is he saying with that? Well, I have to admit, with the exception of boys and wearing those pants that would, you know, fall under their butts so you could see part of their underwear, which is a dress code violation in most schools, girls were, and for lack of a better, way to say this, but if we're going to be honest, a lot of the girls were the ones that started to, you know, change up the skirts, change up the shirts, change up the, you know. And it's kind of what girls did. They wanted to add some style. They wanted to add some flair. And many of the dress codes are in place to protect girls. So they aren't in tight sweaters and short skirts. The skirts or the pants have to be long. Shorts can't be short shorts. Blouses aren't supposed to be tight. They're not supposed to be low cut. But then what do I see people come to school in? I went to school in the 80s. I remember one girl came to class in a backless blouse. I remember the guys sitting behind her were like, damn, that's hot. And, what are these boys supposed to do? They're trying to get through class. They're trying not to think about sex, get through school. Maybe some are like, oh, that's fine. You know, don't speak for us. Let the girls dress like that. But it's not the guys, right? You know, wearing these sexy clothes. Tube tops. You guys remember when tube tops got outlawed? I was too young for this, but I remember my sister saying there was a girl in a tube top in the late 70s, early 80s, and some kid came up behind her and pulled it down, so everybody got to see her boobs. I remember I was horrified by that, going, oh my gosh, I couldn't, like, face the world if that happened to me. And then the school, a lot of schools, had to outlaw tube tops to protect these girls from, you know. So a lot of these dress codes are, in effect, to protect the girls. Now, did he have to go through that? Did he have to say that? You could see the frustration in him. And what he did wasn't appropriate. It was. It wasn't appropriate what he said to these students. But we got to look at the bigger picture of what's going on here. There's a lot of educators out there that want to warn boys of the world we're in. And I understand that because I got two boys myself. And what we're seeing with Brett Kavanaugh, and we're seeing with a variety of people, whether or not you were at a party, whether or not you dated, whether or not you, you know, copped the feel, you may be the subject of a sexual harassment or a sexual assault investigation. Whether you were there and did it, or whether you weren't there and did it. And then how do we warn the boys? Again, the easiest thing to do is follow the Bible. The Bible says, you know, don't engage in premarital sex. But still, you might not even have even been in that party. And still, you get accused. And maybe Brett Kavanaugh's guilty, maybe he's not. I don't know. But I think a lot of people want to educate boys. So what do we tell them to do? What do we tell young boys to do and young girls to protect girls from assault and boys from being accused? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. All right. Mediterranean diet could prevent depression. A Mediterranean diet rich in vegetables, fruits, nuts, and fish could help lower a person's risk of depression. I get depressed if I have to eat that. I'd rather go to Outback Steakhouse and get some prime rib, but I'd get depressed. Research was published yesterday, analyzed 41 studies on the topic, found a link between people's diet and their chances of developing depression. People who followed a strict Mediterranean diet had a 33% lower risk of being diagnosed with depression compared to people who were at least likely to follow these eating habits. They say there's compelling evidence to show that there's a relationship between the quality of your diet and your mental health. It's true. If I cut back on sugar, I feel better. If I eat too much sugar that day, I get a little down. I don't go into a depression. But sugar doesn't make you feel good. And I think what it is you get your reward setters hit, and then you go through a down. So you get a little bit of a high from sugar, and then you come down. And so people who follow Mediterranean diets are less depressed. fish, vegetables, nuts, legumes. I just can't see myself going to a restaurant ordering a legume. That's just not me. Anyway, they say people whose diets were high in inflammatory substances, such as processed meats, trans fats, and alcohol, were more likely to have depressive outcomes. The pro-inflammatory diet, they say, can induce systemic inflammation, and this can directly increase the risk for depression. Based on their analysis, researchers found that several factors cause damage to the brain, such as oxidative stress, insulin resistance, and inflammation, and that could be associated with depression. But if you've taken your B vitamins, your zinc, your magnesium, your polyunsaturated fatty acids, that has positive effects on brain function. You know, I've been taking magnesium. My boss had told me about magnesium citrate, because I was always complaining about being constipated. And magnesium citrate helps you poop a little bit. And I notice I'm in a better mood when I take magnesium citrate. Or maybe it's because I'm pooping. You know, you don't poop very well, that's a problem. So, guys, cut the sugar. Depression affects 300 million people across the globe. 7% of women, 4% of men affected. I think it's even more. They say it costs $1 trillion each year. Low productivity. Because people get depressed, they get anxiety. A recent study found that also the Mediterranean diet can help prevent dementia. Older adults following the diet, lowering the risk of their condition by a third. Another study found that it also expands your lifespan. So, Mediterranean diet, way to go. Now, they say they found why some of us have the potential to become addicts. They say we have been, quote, littered with remnants of ancient viruses that date back to our primate ancestors. And they think that people who are addicts have three times more of a copy, or are three times more likely to have a copy of a certain retrovirus. So you see what they're saying? They're saying we picked up a virus from our primate ancestors, and that's why we could be addicts today. Researchers in Oxford and Athens mapped the genomes of drug users in the UK and Greece to see what features they had in common. They found addicts are more likely than others to have a particular ancient virus called the HK2, which tends to huddle near a gene that controls dopamine release. All humans are littered with, quote, remnants of ancient viruses that date back to our primate ancestors. They say these viruses are rarely thought to be overwhelming factors that determine a person's tendencies or character millennia later. So they're saying a virus that somebody picked up could affect us later. This was an 8-year-long project that the research team did to investigate whether HK2 could be harmful. I guess back in the 90s, they showed these links between the HK2 and modern diseases. So that sparked a whole bunch of controversy. This ancient virus, HK2. And over time, they started to see that there was more of a theory there. HK2 is short for HERV-K-HML2, or a type of HERV, and that directly influences a person's propensity for addiction. Now, I look at addiction a little differently, okay? I think we all have the potential to become addicts. I think the way our brains are designed with the dopamine release and our reward centers, that if you get exposed to the right thing at the right time, you become addicted to it. Now, I think we use the term addictive loosely. Like, I'll say I'm addicted to chocolate. I'm not really addicted. I could go days without it, and I'm fine. I don't go through withdrawal symptoms. But if I see it on a buffet table, I'm getting it. I'm going to have a fork full of chocolate. The problem is I can have a fork full, and I'm fine. You know, so maybe I use the term too loosely. I'm addicted to chocolate. I'm not. What I am addicted to, which is why I think everybody has the potential, is I am a workaholic. I am addicted to work. If I can't do some sort of work, I do start to go through withdrawal. I'm always thinking about work. Or, now remember, I have multiple careers here, but I am always thinking about, well, you know, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I want to do this. I could be on a beach. I could be enjoying the beach. I could love the beach. But I will have to have a plan on when I could hit my work and work on it. I don't know why that is. Now, true, if I was on a stranded island, I'd probably be fine in terms of that addiction, because I'd be worried about food and all that. But I just am a workaholic. The Sabbath always kind of scares me because it's supposed to be a day of rest, and I can't do that. It's not that I'm hyper. It's just I just love working. I just love working on something. I can't waste time. I don't know what that psychological diagnosis is. I'm sure people are already starting to prescribe and throw prescriptions at me. Okay, I don't need a prescription. I get stuff done. If I notice there's a lull, I will volunteer for something. It's just something that I do. So, I avoid drugs. But if somebody did introduce me to a drug, could I get addicted to it? I think we all could. So what I'm wondering is, maybe when we look at addiction, we all have the potential to get addicted to a narcotic, to marijuana, to cocaine, to sugar. I think we all have that potential. What we vary in is the willpower to not get addicted. I've seen people suffer through surgeries, severe painful surgeries, and not take one pain pill. Now, I've done that, but my mind was like, I don't want the pain pill. I'm not in that much pain. I'm good. I can take the ibuprofen. Now, maybe I was lucky. Maybe I wasn't in that much pain. Or maybe I have the genes to not want to go for that pill, that medication. I mean, some people are like, I can't wait to try pot. It's illegal in my city. I can't wait to try it. Me, I'm like, yeah, I could see why that could be cool. But, nah, I don't have that drive. That would stink. If you start marijuana and then you're like, well, you know what? That really helps me sleep. So now I'll take more. You know how many people are addicted to sleeping medication? And they don't admit it. They're like, well, no, I'm not an addict. I don't need anything to get through the day. And you interview them during the day. You're talking to them during the day. And all of a sudden at night, they're lying in bed going, I can't sleep. And then they get up and they have to take something. And they do that night after night after night. Well, you're possibly addicted or dependent on a sleeping medication. So you have a lot of quote-unquote addicts or dependent personalities out there that don't even realize they have an addiction to something, whether it's a carb, whether it's fighting with somebody. I always have to fight with somebody, or I always have to have sex. There's people addicted to sex. Nobody talks about that. Oh, because that's good. Trust me, last thing I want is my wife getting treated for that one. Lay low. Let sleeping dogs lie, Dr. Dahlia. If she wants sex and she wants it every day, let that one go. Go treat somebody's heart failure, but let that go. Well, if she's addicted, there's another addict right there. So that's what I think it is. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump watched part of Christine Blasey Ford's testimony about her sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh aboard Air Force One. President Trump was on his way back from New York. Meanwhile, at that hearing, Senator Dick Durbin's comments to Ford.
I'm sorry for what this has done to you and your family. No one should face harassment, death threats, and disparaging comments by cheap shot politicians simply for telling the truth.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has intervened in a federal lawsuit that was filed on behalf of a student who was expelled from a school after she chose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Paxton intervened through a court filing to defend parental rights protected under Texas state law that standardize the practice of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools but allows parents to have their children opt out. The lawsuit was filed after the girl was kicked out of school last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, for a few minutes there, I thought that we were kind of done with this whole, you know, kneeling during the anthem and showing disrespect to our country, and I thought we were done, right? And we could move on. Well, not exactly. Apparently, there are kids in school that are refusing to stand for the national anthem. Nothing new. You've always had somebody, you know, kind of be like, well, I don't want to stand, or, you know, do I have to? I'm in the middle of a text. You know, I don't like our country. You don't have to make me stand up. Stand up. And I, you know, this isn't the first time we've had controversy. But the Texas Attorney General has had to step in to a Houston area lawsuit to defend a state law that requires school children to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance, unless a parent or guardian opts them out. State Attorney General Ken Paxton announced Tuesday that his office has moved to intervene in the lawsuit brought on behalf of former Windfern High School student India Landry. Now, India was 17 at the time, and she accused the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District and several of its officials for violating her First Amendment rights because they suspended her for refusing to stand during the pledge. Amid nationwide protests, obviously, for race relations, police brutality, which is what originally appeared to be the reason for people not wanting to stand for the pledge, she didn't take issue with the One Nation Under God. She took issue with the quote, with liberty and justice for all. She says it's not obviously what's going on in America today. She told Houston Station KHOU. Paxton argued in his statement that requiring the pledge to be recited at school fosters respect for our flag and a patriotic love of our country. School children cannot unilaterally refuse to participate in the pledge. There's obviously a lot of debate over this. The Republican Attorney General noted that the state law allows students to opt out of the pledge if they submit written consent from a parent or guardian. They leave that decision up to the parents' respect for the rights. They say the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly held that parents have a fundamental interest in guiding the education and upbringing of their children, which is a critical aspect of liberty guaranteed by the Constitution. He said the Texas legislature protected that interest by giving the choice of whether an individual student will recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the student's parent or guardian. Now, I guess the Supreme Court back in 1943 stated that the state cannot force public school children to recite the pledge. Paxton pointed to a 2008 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit Court involving a similar Florida's law, which held that protecting parents' rights over some control over the children's education could justify some restrictions on the First Amendment rights of those children. So, what's going on here? Well, kids, when they're 17, they're going to find a cause, and they're going to want to be joining causes. I get that. Okay, so there's a drive to, you know, be, you know, proactive and reactive and take action. And so I'm not surprised that you have students involved with this. And so, and some of them feel like there is injustice happening. I mean, not every country has everything 100% perfect. I think America is as close to that as possible, but no, there's going to be inequalities, and it happens, and it's a shame it happens, and we need to keep working on it. Okay? We'll try to be a utopia, but it may never happen. The pledge is something different, though. You know, we're paying taxes. Not all of us pay taxes. Not all of us pay equal taxes. But we pay taxes to provide free education to our students. And if you're living in America, and you choose to live in America, there are some basic themes that we all might want to abide by, kind of. And that would be respecting our country. If you want to live in our country, and you want to get the free schooling, and you want to be taken care of by the government, and get government protection, then you show some respect to the country. If you don't like the country, and you feel the country is unjust, you have every right to leave. Leave the country. You don't have to be here. Like Kaepernick. If Kaepernick really doesn't like our country, doesn't want to stand and show respect to the flag, he doesn't have to stay here. We're not going to force anybody to be in America who doesn't want to be. They don't have to go through a whole defection process. You could leave. You don't have to be here. When I say the pledge, one nation under God, you know, I believe in that. You know, I believe God loves the other nations too, and I believe, you know, I mean, you could interpret it a variety of ways, but that's not why I'm standing and showing respect and doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm showing unity with my other Americans. It doesn't matter what religion we are, what race, what ethnicity, from what countries my ancestors came from. I'm an American now. And I want other countries to see that we are unified. I mean, the reason why you see all this in North Korea, these displays of rows of people and kids, you'll see this in China as well, is they want to show unity. They want to show that they have future generations of unified citizens loyal to their country. Now, maybe some of them don't want to stand. Maybe some of them don't want to be a part of it. And again, the more freer the country, the more we are allowed to have our defectors. That's fine. But when we're talking about standing up for the American flag and showing some gratitude that we get to go to school and not fear, you know, being taught, well, unfortunately now in school we're being taught a lot of liberal agendas, but for the most part, we have the freedom of learning arithmetic. We boys and girls get to both be in school. People of all races get to be in school in America, getting free education. And as, you know, some of the best education, better than a lot of other countries, I think that deserves a minute of respect to the flag. So, parents can opt out. If they're worried about that one nation under God, they say they don't believe in God. Yeah, they have a right. Although, if they don't believe in God, what are they worried about from a religious standpoint? I don't get that. But that's all right. That's all right. You do have a right to opt out. But when are we going to start being like other countries, showing we're unified? Showing we're strong? I mean, does the country really want to have a revolution or a civil war? I think some people do. I think some people want it their way or the highway. Well, then that's not a democracy. We have one of the most amazing countries on this earth. With our democratic principles and our capitalism and our, you know, social programs and our, I mean, I can't believe how we do it all. We don't do it all perfectly. But damn, we're able to do what a lot of countries can't. And how do our children and our adults show gratitude? They turn their backs to the flag. How does that look? So, I mean, you know, maybe we need to, you know, try to work towards figuring out how to foster some unity and how to get people to love America. But I just, the more politics get involved, I just don't see that happening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Well, for tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you guys have seen this video, but there's a kayaker out there in the water looking really good, looking really pretty, and a seal attacks him. And how does a seal attack this kayaker? He takes an octopus and slaps him in the face with it. This was, I believe, on a GoPro. It was caught on a GoPro. And a seal, armed with an octopus, flings it across the face of a kayaker. This was off of the coast of Kaikoura on New Zealand South Island. And paddler Kyle Mullander, along with a number of other kayakers, right, watch a seal swim underwater hunting the octopus. They chat about the seal, and then you see it surface next to his kayak, launches out of the water, prey in mouth, and slaps him. He's momentarily taken aback, and then he shouts in surprise. His friend, Tayo Masuda, said it was a beautiful day. Seals were swimming and enjoying the sun on the rocks. Right around lunchtime, several seals started to swim around. We just thought they were refreshing their body, but apparently they were seeking more food. One seal swims right next to us, having an octopus in his mouth, pops up, and just slaps him. Sorry. I'm watching the video. Pops right up the surface next to him that tries to chew up the leg, but ended up slapping her face. We instantly started laughing. We suddenly got surprised. We were all adventure guys, but we don't encounter that every day. So they were laughing a lot. And the octopus stuck around. He was suctioning onto the bottom of the kayak until it was later pried off, and then it disappeared underwater. I don't think the octopus wanted to go back down being eaten by a seal. So, mate, what just happened? So, anyway, that's what they say here, and it's pretty cute. That's, wow. Yeah, I'm scared of octopus. Octopi. Octopi are scary. And this is a big octopus, too. You have to see the video. It's like crazy. The seal reappears around the flotilla of kayaks a couple more times and disappears. He probably wanted to get himself another cephalopod and go back on the offensive. I guess the seal was like, get away, guys. You are ruining our lunchtime. We're trying to find fish. And your kayaks are messing. You are ruining our groove. That's pretty good. Yeah, I guess what's really scared me with octopi, is there was a... What was it? Was it a turtle or was it a... No, it was a little animal that was on the rocks, just kind of scampering around, and an octopus climbs up out of the rocks, out of water, to grab the animal, lightning speed, to bring it back down underwater and kill it. And that scared me. And also, there's been stories, you heard about that pet store, where the fish kept being eaten, or kept disappearing. And so the owner blames the worker, the night worker, for stealing the fish. And it's like, I swear, I'm not doing it. It's not me. So the owner puts a camera in, and he sees what happens. The octopus climbs out of his cage, climbs over counters, other aquariums, goes into another aquarium, grabs the fish, and gets his butt back to his own cage, or his own aquarium. That's some pretty smart stuff there. So when an animal has that much intelligence, I get scared. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are household chemicals hurting your cat's thyroid? Some of you will say, who cares? Last thing I need is my cats, who, a couple of them are already overweight, getting more fat. Oh my God, Sashi has like the biggest tushy. Sashi is such a prima donna. She just sits there and eats, and she has people, other cats bring food to her. I'm like, can you get off your tushy and move? She can move. I can chase her around the house. But, you know, she's kind of like queen, you know? Cleopatra. Anyway, apparently, chemicals in our upholstery and carpeting may harm our cat's thyroids. The chemicals are called per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. They were in common use until about 2000, the year 2000, and it was used in furniture, floor coverings, clothing, because it could repel water and oil. But not all everybody have replaced their PFAS, their polyfluoroalkyl substances. And it could negatively affect thyroid function in humans and our little kitty cats. Apparently, Dr. Mio Wang of the California Environmental Protection Agency says that our lab has been investigating these PFASs for years. Cats can be good sentinels to examine body burdens of emerging pollutants. I don't know what that means. Anyway, they can ingest it. And, you know, they really get in to our upholstery. My cats will tear up the couch so they get more exposed. And they leach. And so what they did is they looked at the blood levels of PFAS in two groups of cats living in homes in San Francisco. One group of 21 cats were sampled. Meow! Sure they didn't like that. Between the year 2008 and 2010. And a second group of 22, meow, were sampled between 2012 and 2013. Most of the cats were 10 years or older. Oh, man. Cats over 10 years old are grumpy sons of guns, aren't they? You know, my kittens, they get into some trouble, but the older cats, oh my gosh, they're so mean. Reported earlier this month in the Journal of Environmental Toxicology Chemistry, the research team found that as feline blood levels of PFAS rose, so did the odds that the cat would have an overactive thyroid. Ah, so it's making them hyperactive, hyperthyroid. Well, Sasha needs that, because honestly, she's got big tissue. She really needs to lose some weight. The problem is thyroids that are off kilter could cause kidney disease, heart failure, high blood pressure. They say even blood clots. So, we got to watch out for little kitty cats. Ah, the kitty cats. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, there's a cheap bracelet, they say, that could decrease your risk of developing skin cancer. About 10 to 80% of us are vitamin D deficient, right? So we need to bone up our vitamin D. And a lot of us will get more sun. But we don't know how much sun is safe. So apparently, they've developed a sensor. Dr. Bansal, professor of applied chemistry and environmental science at Australia's Melbourne Institute of Technology, decided to create an ink that monitors UV exposure. It's made from phosphomolybdic acid. Yeah, molybdic. M-O-L-Y-B-D-I-C acid. The ink starts invisible, but then it turns color with UV exposure. The UVA, and UVA goes all the way, that can do the deep penetration, turns the ink a light gray-blue. So, they then created a cheap UV sensor, and they say it works. They said they loaded an everyday fountain pen with their newly developed ink. Then they drew faces on a circular piece of paper, ranging from happy to sad. With prolonged exposure to UV rays, the ink gets darker, thus highlighting the face on the paper. Too much exposure darkens all the faces, including the sad face on the end. The goal is to leave the sun before you reach the bad face. So, I'm looking at the happy faces and the sad face. That's pretty damn good. They think the sensors only cost around a dollar. Here's the only problem with this, and this is what's scary. We don't know how much sun turns a cell cancerous. UVB rays are the ones that usually burn. UVA goes all the way, so they're the ones that do the deep radiation, even though both can cause cancer. And so, you could be out in the sun technically for 5 minutes, and that could be enough to change a melanocyte to melanoma. Now, the longer you're in the sun, and the more sun exposed you are, the higher you're at risk. But there's been people with melanomas and body parts that never even got exposed to the sun. But I gotta tell you, this would be cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.